Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, we saw kind of a setback day today here again on these corn and beans. Wheat market rebounded here a little bit.
Yeah, wheat, again, we did do some business with Egypt yesterday. A couple small cargoes of soft red went out the door. That, and there's still a lot of concerns about wheat stands and too much rain in the Delta on some of that wheat. Disease pressure starting to build up. So wheat's kind of got a different story here. The soybeans kind of led the way down. Soy complex down double digits here, 11 to 13 cents. The news this morning that China may have bought 19 to 25 cargoes of soybeans from South America, or mainly Brazil. Also, South American currencies have been quite weak, which is accelerating farmers selling down both in Brazil and Argentina. And then we got this crop report on Friday, which will probably more likely be most bearish beans and to a lesser degree corn and wheat.
Yeah, and then at the same time, too, we've got record short positions or near records in the at least the beans and probably Kansas City wheat. But the spec funds really don't need to be defending those positions here the way things are looking right now.
No, they're like you said, a record short in Kansas City. You almost got a record short of corn on. They're short in Minneapolis and Chicago wheat also. So any weather scare would firm things up. You know, after the crop report, it's back to weather. And, you know, preventive plant acres have been fairly low the last couple of years. But, you know, if we get under 2 million acres. But if we get a year like 2011 or 2013 where they were in that 8 to 9 million acres, that could be a game changer. And again, world weather is a big item here too. It's still dry in most of Australia. North China wheat plain is a little on the dry side. Some of southeastern Europe is dry, Spain, Italy, Hungary. And so there is some issues out there.
Yep, right. Cattle markets, at least the hog market was kind of the support of that market today.
Hogs are still firm with the advent of Chinese buying here. It looks like they're going to continue to buy pork as they desperately need it. Cattle, technically, it looks like we might have put a high in there last week. You know, we had record open interest in this cattle market. We had kind of a reversal there Friday with that and then a bearish cattle on feed report Friday afternoon. So it looks like technically we could have seen a top in this cattle market for right now. We'll have to see. It's getting a little overdone to the downside. So I think, you know, any rallies are going to be targeted to be sold, especially in the front 2 months of these live cattle.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
The energy market was kind of down today, too. It's kind of one of those days just about every commodity on the board was down here except wheat on the close. But there was a build of crude of 2.8 million barrels, but there was a draw of gasoline of 2.9 and distillates of 2 million barrels. So kind of even that out there with the draw in the products and versus the build in the crude. But oil is down here today about 50 cents a barrel, and that's well off the low. Stock market was quite weak, but only down about 40 points now.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.